Nolte, 60% believe, correctly, the media helped inspire latest Trump assassination attempt. By John Nolte on May 6, 2026. A majority of American voters believe, correctly, that news media coverage helped inspire the latest attempt to assassinate President Donald Trump, reports the Rasmussen polling firm. Rasmussen reports put the question to 1,076 likely voters by simply laying out the facts. Saturday night, a gunman was arrested after he tried to rush into the Hilton Hotel ballroom where President Donald Trump was attending an event hosted by the White House Correspondents Association. Then came a direct question: how likely is it that negative news media coverage of Trump inspired this assassination attempt? A full 60% said it was very likely, 41%, or somewhat likely, 19%. Only 29% said not very likely, 16%, or not at all likely, 13%. The internals are fascinating. Among black voters, 57% said they believe it is likely the media inspired the assassination attempt, as did 58% of white voters, and an astonishing 76%, not a typo, of Hispanics. Among Democrats, 45% agreed that it is likely the media inspired the assassination attempt, as did 79% of Republicans and 59% of independents. So, pretty much everyone knows the truth about this, that the corporate media's combination of dehumanizing Trump, racist, rapist, lunatic, Russian colluder, and excusing and justifying the left's political violence, Black Lives Matter, Luigi, Antifa, etc., helped inspire a third close call against Trump in less than 2 years. Those 45% of Democrats who admit it's likely the media inspired this assassination attempt probably do so approvingly. Rasmussen also asked if the problem of political violence in America is getting worse or better or stayed about the same. Only 8% believe the problem of political violence is getting better, while 71% said worse. The poll asked, does the way most news media report about politics tend to make America more united or more divided? 73% said more divided, while only 11% said more united. America's legacy media is a cancer on our society, most especially CNN, MS Now, NPR, PBS, The New York Times, and The Washington Post. Some of their customers don't use an excuse violence against us because we are Nazis. They call us Nazis so they can excuse and use violence against us, even as they support the guy with the Nazi tattoo.